This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Angry demonstrators carried their protests over the death of George Floyd into a sixth evening in cities across the United States Sunday, raising the prospect of renewed confrontations with police seeking to enforce overnight curfews. Los Angeles, Chicago, Miami, Detroit, and Philadelphia are among the major cities that have imposed orders banning marchers from the streets after dark. The governors of Texas and Virginia have imposed states of emergency in their states. Fires, vandalism, looting, and violence, much of it aimed at police, have flared over the last 5 nights. The marchers, black and white, are showing their anger not just at what they say is harsh treatment by police of black men and women, but at systemic racism in the United States. The demonstrations began in Minneapolis, Minnesota on Monday, where George Floyd, a 46-year-old black man, died after being held handcuffed, face down, with a police officer's knee on the back of his neck for more than 8 minutes. Widely circulated videos of the incident captured Floyd pleading that he could not breathe while bystanders called on the officer to let him up. Police say Floyd was suspected of trying to spend a counterfeit $20 bill in a food store. The officer involved was charged with third-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter 4 days later. He and three other officers who were present and did not intervene were fired on Tuesday. Midnight violence erupted within 2 blocks of the White House Saturday night, with the U.S. Park Police, the Secret Service, and the National Guard using pepper spray to defend a perimeter around nearby Lafayette Square. Vandals smashed the windows of numerous businesses within blocks of the White House. Small fires were set inside 2 restaurants and a multi-story scaffolding. Several vehicles parked on the streets in the neighborhood were set alight. This is VOA News. U.S. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien said Sunday that it was an absolute outrage that 3 policemen in Minneapolis stood by and watched without intervening last week as George Floyd was pinned to the street with a knee to his neck. What were they thinking? O'Brien asked on ABC's This Week show. O'Brien said he was not prejudging the case against the 3 former policemen, but said, "I can't imagine they won't be charged. That should never have happened in America," he said. O'Brien said the U.S. government mourns Floyd's death and prays for his family. U.S. health officials are warning there could be a new surge in coronavirus cases following the protests of the death of George Floyd. Protesters have been seen masked and unmasked at demonstrations around the U.S. in recent days. Social distancing is hard to observe in normal conditions, but almost impossible during a protest. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz told AP, "I will continue to stress because it seems like a lifetime ago. We are still in the middle of a pandemic." Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottom noted that the pandemic is also affecting racial minorities at a higher rate. She added that anyone who was at a protest in Atlanta this weekend should be tested for COVID-19. With more than 1.7 million COVID-19 infections, the United States has more cases than any place else in the world. It also has had more than 100,000 deaths because of the coronavirus in the United States. Israel's defense minister has apologized for the Israeli police's deadly shooting of an unarmed Palestinian man who was autistic. Benny Gantz, who is also Israel's alternate prime minister under a power-sharing deal, made the remarks Sunday at a weekly meeting of the Israeli cabinet. The shooting of the 32-year-old Palestinian in Jerusalem's Old City on Saturday has drawn broad condemnations. It's also revived complaints alleging excessive force by Israeli security forces. On social media, some compared the shooting to recent cases of police violence in the United States. Tropical storm Amanda has killed at least 7 people in El Salvador, according to the country's interior minister. Among those killed was an 8-year-old boy who died after the house he was in collapsed. Another person was killed by a falling wall and another drowned in a swollen river. That's all according to Salvadoran civil protection authorities. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said Amanda or its remnants are expected to produce rain totals of 25 to 38 centimeters across El Salvador, southern Guatemala, western Honduras, and the Mexican states of Tabasco and Veracruz. More on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.